This episode of Rise Up is brought to you by MinuteWithMary.com, or if you're on social media, hashtag MinuteWithMary. Don't know what it is? Search it. Hashtag MinuteWithMary.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot.
From Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to Rise Up. It's a podcast dedicated to the smash Broadway hit Hamilton. So sit back and relax, and let's raise a glass to freedom.
We wanna rise up in time and take a shot. We gonna rise up in time and take a shot. We gonna rise up, rise up.
It's time to take a shot.
Rise up, rise up.
It's time to take a shot.
Rise up.
It's time to take a shot.
Rise up.
Take a shot. Shot. Shot.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? My name is Mary Larson.
Man, and my name is Blake. I just got chills.
I know.
I just got some chills off of this
happening.
Bad boy.
It is happening.
Wow. Okay, so we're doing this. That's what this episode is entitled. Welcome.
Welcome, one and all.
Well, you know, this is actually starting off as something as thank you to all of our patrons for Outlander Cast and everybody that just listens to Mary and Blake in general. But I'm very happy to be here to be doing this. Hamilton has become such a prevalent part of our lives. We're actually going again. Is it in August?
Yeah, we're going very shortly.
You know, we're recording this June 30th as of right now in 2019. So we're going again in August in 2019. And I'm so excited. Mary, how are you feeling about doing a Hamilton podcast?
You know, I'm just really excited to do something a little different. You know, we've been podcasting a lot. For those of you who don't know us, we podcast a lot about television shows and shows that we get to geek out upon. Frequently, they're based upon books. Sometimes they're not. So this is something that is very different for Blake and I. And of course, with Hamilton, I mean, yes, it could be sneaking around and getting pirated versions of the play, but for the most part, you don't get to rewind and see the play every day. It's something, though, more you're enjoying on the album. You're enjoying listening on your walk, on your drive, or just singing it to yourself with your loved ones or singing it in the shower. So it's a very different medium for us to be podcasting about, and for that, I'm pumped.
I'm pumped too, man. I'm just pumped. Like I said before, I love Hamilton. It's, man, it's just spectacular. I know that there are some other Hamilton podcasts out there, many of which you can listen to and get different things from different people.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the meantime, this will be kind of how we handle things in terms of how we listen to our shows. If you're familiar with our shows that we've done before, we break things down thematically. We break things down by characters. We're going to be treating it more than just music. We're going to be treating it as a story as well, a fantastic story that's been told. So I think that's worth it. So just wanted to remind you, if you guys are listening to this podcast, thank you very much for listening. You can check out all of our other podcasts that we do, including Outlander Cast, The North Remembers for Game of Thrones, This Is Us Too, about This Is Us on NBC, You've Been Gilmored. We got so many podcasts, it's out of control.
It's amazing.
You can find them all at maryandblake.com, and you can search us on social media. Just check us out on Facebook, Mary and Blake, or on Twitter, Mary and Blake as well. And you'll be able to email us at maryandblakemedia@gmail.com. You can get in touch with us if there's anything you want us to chat about Hamilton. We are more than happy to do so. Just give us a call and we're there. As for now, my darling, are you ready to do this? You ready to get in? Okay, so we're doing this?
Well, what if someone has not seen Hamilton? Hold up. Like, someone may be listening to this because they just stumbled upon it. And what can they do if they've not yet seen Hamilton? And maybe Hamilton's not coming to their area. Can they still participate, Blake?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, 100% resounding yes.
Yes, this podcast does not require you to see the show. It doesn't require you to see the show at all. It would help. We will talk about some of the things that are seen in the show in future episodes. We may even mention something here in this particular episode. But if you have listened to the Hamilton album, you can participate with this as well. So don't worry about it. If you've listened and you just happen to love it, you rock out to it in your car like I do almost every single day. Or I remember once I read a t-shirt that said, my thoughts have been replaced with Hamilton lyrics. Mm-hmm. That's 100% true for me, by the way. if your thoughts have been replaced by Hamilton lyrics, that's okay.
You are not alone.
You're not alone. You're not a dork. You're with us. So, all right. So are we doing this?
We are.
Okay.
Jumping in.
We're doing this.
Ladies and gentlemen, you could have been anywhere in the world tonight, but you're here with us in New York City. Are you ready for a cabinet meeting? Huh? The issue on the table.
Today we are talking about an intro to Hamilton and how Mary and I have come across Hamilton, how we fell in love with it, all the things that we love about it, all the things that just get us good and boiled, baby.
Pumped, man.
Good and boiled. So, Mary, I'm gonna start with you. How did you discover Hamilton, and how did I discover Hamilton? How did this whole process go down?
So, being a musician myself, I was a music major in college. I have a music degree. I love musical theater. I've directed many musical theater show for the schools that I've worked at. I just love it, man. I just love musical theater. And so when Hamilton started to come out, I first heard about it through one of my besties, Julie, who lives in Brooklyn, who's on the up and up. You know, people who live in New York City, they of course know. Like, it's a big thing when a new hot show hits the town. And of course, it's just the buzz. That's what people talk about at the water cooler. Because mm-hmm. you live there, so you can possibly go check it out. Or you could be entering lotteries to win tickets. So, of course, your New York friends are going to hear about the hot shows. And they're going to let you know. So that when it does come to a city near you, you know what's going on. So, she and her family were supposed to come up for Thanksgiving. She called me up and she said, listen, I can't come to Thanksgiving anymore because my husband and I are being gifted tickets to see the show Hamilton. And I was like, what? You're skipping Thanksgiving to go see a show? I mean, I appreciate shows, but like, are you kidding? And she's like, no, you don't get it. Like, tickets to this are like $700 per person. Mm-hmm. If you're lucky, if you can get tickets, like, this is the new show, the hot show. We've got to go. We got to skip Thanksgiving, girl. And I thought, what in the world? Like, what could be such a big deal about this show? So off she went and I asked her, so how was your Thanksgiving? You know, they didn't go on Thanksgiving, like the day before. And I was like, so how was the show? And she said, it was better than I ever expected. Yeah. It is my new favorite. And this girl goes and sees a lot of shows. So I was like, all right, whatever. It's this rap show about history. I'm not going to check it out. I became a contrarian, guys. That's what happened. Is I heard through the grapevine, some rap musical about U.S. history was like the next big thing. And I wrote it off like, I'm not going to listen to this. I'm not going to listen to this garbage. Okay. I have seen.
To this garbage. Guess it right.
Yes. I was like, this is the big thing. You know, it's like the next trend. So I, being a contrarian, not really usually, but I was just like stuck in the mud. Like, I'm not going to do this. And the other thing you need to know is that I frequently go to musicals. I am a subscriber for my local theater here in Providence. We're very fortunate. We're generally one of the first off-Broadway stars. So people rehearse in New York, they get all ripped raring to go or wherever they're rehearsing. And Providence is one of the first off-Broadway stops. So we see the hot new musicals like a year later. Mm-hmm. So I like to go see new musicals and experience the music for the first time. I like to be a purist. I want to have the whole new world shining, shimmering, splendid while I'm seeing it in the theater. So I thought, all right, when Hamilton does come around, which it will at some point, I'm going to watch it then. But alas, I was tempted by an amazing listener of our Outlander Cast podcast. Deidre, she is another musician in New York who had seen the show. She and her husband came up to Rhode Island, met up with us. We had some lunch and she was like, how have you guys not listened to the Hamilton soundtrack? Like, how is this even possible? You two love history. You two love music. Like, you quote musicals all the time. How have you not done this? And I sat there and I said, because I just want to experience all at once. Why is it really good? And she said, not only is it really good, but you'll be doing yourselves a huge disservice if you haven't listened to the score beforehand multiple times, because there is so much lyrically inside this show that you're going to miss it if you're just seeing it all at once. And really, you need to just like listen to this score. So I asked her, is this all just rap? I'm not a huge rap person. And she said, not at all. I don't know why it's getting that rap. Ba-dum-bum-ting. Get it? Get it? And because of Deidre,
That was bad. That was bad.
Oh,
that was a bad joke.
I had a long drive ahead of me the next week or two later. I downloaded the album off of iTunes, and I drove to Martha's Vineyard. It takes a couple hours to get to Martha's Vineyard. And as I'm listening, I'm riveted. And the first song I fell in love with was You'll Be Back. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I need to listen to that one again and like sing along. Because it's easy to like pick up really easy. It's easy, easy melody. And then on the way home from Mother's Vineyard, I listened to the second half of the album and I was crying. And I remember Blake and I were in separate cars. And I said, Blake, tonight we are going to start a tradition and we are going to listen to two pieces off the Hamilton album every night in bed. And he's on the phone with me saying, you're crazy.
We ain't doing that. We're not going to get that done. But, you know, for those of you who don't know, obviously, quite yet, Mary and I are married. And we share a lot of things in common, a lot of things that we love. One of which is I love history. Mary is not much of a history buff. But I love it. And I didn't want this to put a sour taste in my mouth for my love of history. And we'll get into why in a little bit. But she said, Blake, we're listening to this. We're listening to twice a night, two songs per night. And we're
because I wanted to savor it.
So she put it on and I was like, what am I listening to? Like, what are we doing? And then I remember listening to You'll Be Back. And actually, and thinking, wow, that's actually kind of funny and cute, and like the wordplay with it. And I remember thinking that's really good. And I started like to take it more seriously. And then it got to the point where we were just sitting out. It was summertime, and we were sitting out on our deck and just drinking bottles of wine. And listening to this album, and all of a sudden this song came up, that would be enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going through a very personally tough time with just my own feelings on life and where I'm going and what am I doing. And I was very upset because I felt like I wasn't giving Mary the kind of life that she...
Fiscally, like...
Yeah. Just...
Yeah, I felt like very in line with the song.
I had specific goals in my life that I know I can meet, but I hadn't met yet.
And I'd pretty much been saying everything Eliza says.
Right. So, you know.
Add a little music to it.
So when you have that moment when, you know, Hamilton does say, you know, would you relish being a poor man's wife? And she says, I relish being your wife. It doesn't matter. None of this stuff. We don't need money. We don't need any of that crap. I just have you. That is enough for me. And at that moment, I just started sobbing. I was just crying, tears flowing down. And that was it. I was hooked.
Yeah.
I was in on it. And from then on, we just kept drinking more wine. And we listened to pretty much the entire album after that. You know, all 2 hours and 45 minutes of this bad boy we're listening to on the deck of our in our front yard.
Yep.
So that was really cool. It was a great experience, and ever since then, it's just captured my imagination. And, and I hear something new every time.
Agreed.
I feel like I catch something different, whether it's subtle or thematically, or you know, just musically. I just catch something different each time. But you know, in the meantime, Mary, we have this notion of you love musicals. I love musicals. I love history. I mean, you're not so much of a history, but we both. Enjoy.
I appreciate what history has done for us. I'm just not the person to sit down and read a book about it.
We both enjoy TV shows and breaking them down and just enjoying the visual arts, the performing arts. Having said that, just so people get an idea of where you're at in terms of musicals or plays or whatever, what is your favorite musical aside from Hamilton? Let's just take that out.
Oh.
From